doing?
Good. Good. Headliner. That's kind of scary.
Headliner. You know, no way. You got to bring it now. That's the thing. You got to bring it.
I want to know what Coach Bailey had to say.
You can go to our website and check that out, right? Obviously, no secrets between you two teams with East and South over the years, and you just got done playing them less than a week ago when you take the floor at Story Gym, but a lot more on the line, and probably have asked you this so many times over the years, but these kind of one-and-dones, these games that you're in on Thursday, more pressure for the coach or more pressure for the players?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot on the line. You start thinking about we finished last March and, you know, all the things you do in the spring, and you play 30, 40 games in the summer and the things you do in the summer. And, again, the fall and now basketball season, we're 50-some practices in and played 21 games, and it comes down to one, 32-minute basketball game. So, you wish you hadn't put yourself in that position, but that's where we are. So.
You know, being at Story Gym, that's where they're going to host the regional. Is anything to that? I mean, have you guys been able to practice there at all at all this year to get some time in, or is this going to be kind of a new thing for this team?
It'll be brand new for us. We've not been in there once all year. So we tried to get in a couple weeks ago, and we couldn't get in. And I think as you get within a couple weeks of the regional tournament, the only team that can be in there is the host team. So. I'm sure Central's in there a little bit, but we weren't able to get in, and, unfortunately, East has been in there. They played two games with Central, and in those 2 weeks got some practice time in there. But, it's a 94-foot court, and the baskets are 10 feet high, and, we just got to go play.
What do you think, you guys have had a really good regular season. Some ups and downs there. If you had to pinpoint, the biggest positives of this team and some others that you need to work on heading now into this one game postseason, but hopefully you get to state. What would you do on both sides of the fence there?
Well, we got off to a great start, and even the first half of the league, we were 3-2, and I think we were sitting at 14-3 in that point, or 13-3, something like that at that point. In the second half of conference play, we haven't played poorly. We go to Sheridan and lose a close one, 39-35, where we just don't shoot the basketball well. We go 1-for-12 from the free throw line in the first half and 9-for-23 in the game and lose by 4. So that's one. If we have that one back, we finish third. But again, we don't get it back. At Gillette, we're in a 2-point game at Gillette with 2 minutes left. Played pretty well. Played well at Central last week. So it's not that we played poorly. We just haven't figured out a way to finish games and get wins. So, it's a big game. It comes down to this one thing on Thursday.
The number of close games really that there have been in 4A, and particularly East Conference, I haven't paid a ton of attention over to the west side of the state, but I would venture to say it's very much the same. But the number of close games is just the way 4A is this year, right? I mean, there's going to be good teams. I mean, UR East, a good team that could beat anybody in the state, is not going to be at the state tournament. I mean, what are those two? It's just the way 4A's been this year, right?
Well, exactly. We knew that going in. I mean, we're coaches talking in early January, during the Doc of Johns Classic here in Cheyenne. The league hadn't started, and the conversations, there's going to be a good team or two that doesn't make it. I think the East has been a lot stronger than the West. I know we played everybody in the West and went, where did we go? 7-1 against the West, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the East is, at least for us, the East was a stronger conference. But, it is what it is, and we've just got to take care of business on Thursday.
Heck, even Laramie, you throw them in there, they're not an easy out, even though they're the sixth seed and won a couple games. I mean, they beat number one. They've played East close. They play, you guys have gotten the best of them. It's just crazy to see how solid the basketball is, not only in the East Conference, but just in Cheyenne as well. It's kind of nice to see the good basketball being played in Cheyenne so close to home, so right here.
Yeah, it's been fun, and those rivalry games have been packed, and they've been a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we didn't win enough of them, but they've been a lot of fun, and hopefully they prepared us for some big games down the stretch here.
I know this has no bearing on the regional tournament and probably the last thing from your mind, but I'll ask it anyway. Is it time to move those rivalry games, those crosstown games, to Story for you guys, or do you guys like having them at the home gyms?
You know, I like being in our home gym because that's where we practice and play all the time. Mm-hmm. I, you know, as a fan, I would probably, you know, hope that it gets moved to Story because there's just no room, you know, for people to be here, and you got to get here early to get in. Everything I'm hearing, they're probably going to get moved to Story.
Okay.
So, you know, as long as that's fair for us and we all get equal access to that and we all get time in the gym and all that, I think that's fair. It's just, you know, to me important that it's fair for all three schools.
Jim, what happened to that last meeting with East? They came out and played some good defense. It was a tough shooting night from 3-point range. For a majority of the night, what really happened in that game with the Thunderbirds at home that kept you guys kind of off balance a little bit?
Well, you know, first thing, I thought East played really well, and to me, they played harder than we did, and the game was more important to them, which is. That's hard to say when you're the basketball coach's side and you're playing a crosstown rivalry, and it didn't seem like we were ready to play. But I thought they played extremely well. Again, we didn't shoot the ball well, and we haven't shot the ball very well here for a few weeks. Hopefully we can get that turned around. I just think you have to give East credit for, you know, what they did and the fact that they're a really good basketball team with great athletes. So, hopefully we learn from that and we come out and play better this week.
You know, you'd like to be able to slow down a majority of the team. Who's the more important player for the Thunderbirds? Is it Tyler Peoples running the point, who seems to do a lot, or the scoring of Elijah?
Well, obviously Elijah, you know, he's averaging 20 points a game. Mm-hmm. I think he had 27 against us the other day. You've got to slow him down. But Tyler Peoples really hurt us with his penetration and getting to the rim. And his quickness, and Terrell Proby hurt us shooting the basketball. So we've got to do a great job on those three. And, you know, then you've got Eric Oliver, who's a great athlete on the other wing, and they've got size. You've got Ross, 6'7". You've got Brodahl and Sanders that are, you know, both in the 6'4", 6'5" range. So they've got players and they've got athletes. And, you know, we're going to have to play better if we have a chance to get a win on Thursday.
And just the number of players you mentioned for East, and then your guys, you know, with Marquez and Isaiah, with all the players that you've got that can make plays out there, you know, Lencho, all those guys, just the sheer number of quality players you could field of the players in Cheyenne, you could field two or three really, really good teams that would be, you know, competitive all around the state. It's really good to see.
Well, you could, and you throw Central in there with you know, they're 8 or 10 kids and the size they have and the athletic ability and the length that Central has. I mean, it's three pretty good basketball teams, and I wish we had one or two of the big guys that everybody else seems to have, but you know, we don't, so make do with what we got.
Definitely. So, hey, Jim, you've had an outstanding year. Best of luck. We'll see you Thursday, 5:30, as you take on the Thunderbirds over at Story Gym, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.